This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. China on Sunday announced it had administered its 1 billionth shot in the world's biggest coronavirus inoculation drive as Brazil's death toll from the pandemic passes 500,000. The global death toll from COVID-19 is now more than 3.8 million, and many nations are still battling outbreaks, but vaccine drives are allowing some countries to begin to remove health restrictions. China's vaccine milestone comes after the number of shots administered globally passed 2.5 billion on Friday, according to an AFP count from official sources. China's self-proclaimed success against the virus stands in stark contrast to Brazil, which on Saturday became the second nation after the United States to surpass 500,000 COVID-19 deaths. Vaccination efforts have been slow, with only 11% of the Brazilian population inoculated as a third wave of infection spreads through the nation. The pandemic is also casting a shadow over the Tokyo Olympics, which will start in just over a month. A member of the Ugandan Olympic team tested positive for coronavirus on arrival in Japan Saturday, officials said, just the second team to arrive. It was the first positive COVID test among Olympic arrivals from overseas, according to Japanese media. The Russian ambassador in Washington flew back Sunday to the United States, saying he hoped to build, quote, equal and pragmatic ties after a U.S.-Russia summit in Geneva aimed at reducing tensions. Anatoly Antonov was recalled in March, but Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday that Moscow and Washington agreed for their ambassadors to return after summit talks in Geneva with U.S. counterpart Joe Biden. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Forces loyal to Libya's eastern base commander Khalifa Haftar have closed the border with Algeria, they said on Sunday, after major deployments of his forces to the south underscored his continued role despite efforts to unify the country. Haftar's Libyan National Army last week sent troops into the southern city of Sebha, which was already allied to eastern forces, and then on Saturday to a southern border crossing with Algeria. The nearly 1,000-kilometer or 620-mile border between Algeria and Libya cuts through mostly uninhabited desert and has few crossings. Haftar was put back on foot last year after the collapse of his 14-month offensive against Tripoli, while a new unity government backed by a UN-facilitated peace process has called into question his political position. However, despite progress towards a political solution for Libya after a decade of violence and chaos, most of the country is still controlled by armed groups, corruption is rampant, and the outside powers involved in the conflict have not withdrawn. Progress is expected on Sunday in implementing the terms of a military ceasefire in place since September, with the planned reopening of the main coast road across front lines, and foreign powers will convene in Berlin this week for Libya talks. France went to the polls for the first round of regional elections on Sunday that could see Marine Le Pen's far-right party make gains and step further into political mainstream. The election will see new assemblies elected for mainland France's 13 regions and 96 departments, with Le Pen's national rally tipped to win at least one region for the first time in what would be a major coup. Le Pen is not a standing candidate, but she has been campaigning hard against ahead of presidential elections next year that surveys show could end up being a close race between her and centrist President Emmanuel Macron. The election will be held over two consecutive Sundays, with a second runoff vote on June 27th necessary unless parties win more than 50% in the first round. And the U.S. sent 2.5 million doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine to Taiwan on Sunday, tripling an earlier pledge in a donation with both public health and a geopolitical meaning. The shipment arrived on a China Airlines cargo plane that left Memphis, Tennessee the previous day. Taiwan's health minister and the top U.S. official in Taiwan were among those who welcomed the plane on the tarmac at the airport outside the capital of Taipei. Taiwan has been caught off guard by a new surge of cases since May and has been scrambling to get vaccines. It ordered 5 million doses, but has only received about 400,000. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.